Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
There is no better group of plants for flower power than forms of the shrubby potentilla.
Hello and welcome to This Week in the Garden. I'm Peter Seabrook, here to help with some of your gardening quandaries. Now, I've spent the last 30 or more years with school children, encouraging them to get gardening. And later on, I'll be talking to someone who spent their career doing the same. Sue Lawton runs the school's potato growing initiative. I'll be speaking to her about how spuds can help educate and develop the youth for today. My thanks to Mr. Fothergill Seeds, sponsors of this podcast. I have two little bits of sad news. I was very sorry to hear that Mark Taylor, the business development manager at Kernock Plants down in Pillerton in Cornwall, has died. Very young man. That was very sad. My condolences to his family. And Tony Hewitt, he was the founder and executive chairman of Parkwood Group. He died aged 68, just at the end of December. I mean, the Parkwood Group employs 6,000 people. Included in their companies are Coblins, Meredith and the Mahood Nursery business. It's sad to lose these great characters from our industry. Pretty well every week we greet you with comments about the weather. And I suppose this week is the perfect example of how difficult it is. I mean, I had two or three days at the early part of this week where in the garden it was pretty good to do some digging and pruning and tidying up, even thinking about raking the dead stuff, leaves and things off the lawn. And then up in Scotland, they had a foot of snow. So how do you give advice and information to suit such a widely varying climate that we have? At schools, we have already started to make some sowings. And I noticed on a tweet from the Charlton Manor School that they've got a really good crop of lettuce in their polytunnel growing. So in the south of England, at least, we are underway, under protection. I was very interested to read that the Woodland Trust and the Community Forest Trust plan a new forest from Liverpool to Hull, planting some 50 million trees. Now, I'm all for that. The more trees we can plant, the happier I'll be. And I'm given to understand that the Countryside Stewardship Woodland Creation Scheme is open to applications from landowners, farmers and foresters who can now apply for up to £6,800 per hectare to create new woodlands. So over the next few years, we should see quite a few trees being planted. Another report that came through was an analysis of horticultural digging. Now, the Royal Horticultural Society have linked up with a university, and if I read just the beginning of the summary here, musculoskeletal injuries are commonly reported in workers employing in labour-intensive agricultural-type tasks. A novel method of determining joint angles, joint torques and contact forces using three-dimensional motion capture and musculoskeletal modelling was applied to the movements of a sample of workers engaged in horticultural tasks digging. Now, they tell me that you need to dig in the right way, not to damage your back. Well, as a 16-year-old on my first job, we spent from 7:30 in the morning till 5 at night digging, five of us in a row. I don't remember anybody showing me the right way. You just had to get in the line and make sure you kept up with the rest. I can tell you too that after you'd spent a full working day, 8 hours digging, boy, you were hungry when you got home, and you slept. But quite seriously. You know, we were doing it every day. We were pretty fit and we knew what we were doing. I think today a lot of us are taller and the spade handles could be lengthened with a bit of benefit. I mean, I'd much rather the RHS was spending some of its money having classes on how to dig. I had a young man who, for a project at his college, I think he was an engineering student, had to design something, and he designed a fork that would be much easier for people. Well, the lad had never dug. You know, when I got him onto my vegetable plot with it all set up and gave him a spade and I had a spade, he needed to be shown how to do a good job. And I think it would be very useful if we had a few digging classes. What I'd love to see, actually, is digging competitions. You know, farmers have their ploughing matches. Why don't gardeners have their digging matches? Anyhow, on to more practical things. It is worth getting sowing now. You know, you do need to sow some lettuce. If you sow a few seeds of Tom Thumb indoors on a windowsill, you'll have some nice young seedlings in about 4 or 5 weeks' time, and then they can go out under a cloche or into a cold frame, and you'll be cutting some really nice, fresh young lettuce by about the end of April, early May. I like to sow carrots too, fairly soon, into pots, get those germinated indoors, and then against a south-facing wall, and you can be pulling really nice young carrots. So, you know, if you're forgetting that sort of itchy green finger, why don't you make a start?
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
One of the first signs of spring, as far as gardeners are concerned, are the arrival of seed potatoes in the garden centres. And I had a phone call only this week saying the gardener had had their potatoes delivered mail order. It was main crop varieties, and what should they do with them? And of course, with the main crop, the best thing is to keep them somewhere cool and just bide your time. But there's a fair bit of excitement going to be going on fairly soon at schools, because the competition to grow your own potatoes is being launched again. And I'm very fortunate to have Sue Lawton with me on the phone, who is, as I see it, the power behind this throne. Sue, how long have you been operating this school's potato growing competition?
Since around 2004, we launched the pilot for Grow Your Own in 2004 to test the water. Got an amazing uptake straight away, and it's been going ever since.
I mean, how many children do you think have been involved growing potatoes? I mean, it must be millions, mustn't it?
Because I think the official figure we normally say is two million plus children have taken part over the years. But I would say now it's probably nearer to 3 million, that kind of figure. That have, you know, have, a lot of the children that took part in the first place will have gone on to leave, to have left school now, and perhaps be buying them themselves, growing them themselves out of school.
Yeah, I mean, because it's quite an education for those of us involved in it to just see how little children know and how excited they can be at growing these.
Yeah, their little faces when they we do get the children to chip their potatoes first. by putting them in a windowsill for a couple of weeks just to harden the roots off. Because once they plant them, then when they're watering, there's less chance of them overwatering and killing them while they're still fresh in the soil. But their little faces, because they plant these quite wizened potatoes with knobbly bits sticking out, and then just 14 weeks later, they harvest what can be quite an amazing crop. So as they tip their bags out, their little faces are amazing. It never ceases to amuse me, the enjoyment that they get out of harvesting their potatoes.
Well, can you explain to our listeners exactly what happened, for those that don't know? I mean, the schools need to register fairly soon, don't they?
That's right, yeah. The project's all supported by a website, growyourownpotatoes.org.uk, and schools need to go on the homepage. There's a link that takes them through to the registration page, and it's just a simple form that they need to fill in with their school details, an email address so we can get contact with them. And the closing date this year is the 31st of January, I think it is, this year. So everybody, they've got a few weeks left. So once they've signed up, go onto a database, and the kits are all sent out beginning of February. Each school then will get a box, and in the box they'll get two different varieties of potatoes. So they'll get a rocket variety that the whole country grows, and they've got three rocket potatoes. Then they'll get another variety depending on where they are in the country. We have 10 different potato suppliers around the country, seed suppliers that supply 10 different varieties depending on what region they're in. So they'll get their two varieties, they'll get two bags to grow it in and an instruction leaflet. Then they can go onto the website and download lots of supporting materials. So they've got other materials that they can have on there. There's even a time tractor freeze that we've introduced that they can download each week and add to the wall, which builds around the classroom then and then makes a nice colourful. It's a good way of tracking where they're at with the project and not to miss anything.
Classrooms do have, don't they, an awful lot of stuff on walls, sort of following stories through the term. But can we just go back to the varieties? I mean, that rocket is well known, isn't it? I mean, it grows like a rocket, doesn't it? It's very quick.
It does. And the reason we keep it as well, we've done rockets since day one, since we started. The children like the name, as you say, rocket. It's a nice one. It does grow really, really fast. And it's not a very strong tasting one either. So children that, believe it or not, have not experienced tasting potatoes, it's not one that's going to put them off. It's not a strong taste. It's a nice one for them to grow. It grows quickly. They can then harvest and taste it, and it's a nice one to introduce them to potatoes.
And then having different varieties for the different regions means that if somebody is down in the southwest in Cornwall, where the climate is very gentle, they won't really have an advantage necessarily over somebody, say, in Leeds or a much colder part.
No, plus as well, that's why we introduced the local region. So we have the national one, and to be honest, it is usually somebody further south where it's a bit warmer that wins the national prize. But then they've got a chance of winning in their region where the climate is the same. So in schools in Scotland, we've even split the Scotland into two halves, east and west, so that they have two different varieties that they grow in Scotland. So, you know, they're all growing in the same temperature, so to speak. So it makes it a nice, there is a chance that they can win a prize in that area.
Although, you know, from a gardener's point of view, if you have chitted your tubers in the classroom and got the little green shoots and then put them into a smaller size pots and grow them on the windowsill for a few weeks, you can actually catch up with anybody growing in the south, can't you?
Yeah, it gives them a good start. That's what the chitting is. It's a good idea to chit. They will grow without chitting, but like you say, it gives them a good start and gets them well established before putting them outside in the elements.
Obviously, there's some sort of competition. Some of the schools can get two collections, can't they? So classes can compete one with another.
Yeah, we changed it last year to, instead of each school just being able to apply for one kit, they can now apply for four different kits for one school. It must be four different classes that have signed up. But the idea is that rather than one class growing a bag of potatoes and putting it outside and just watering it and forgetting about it, if you've got four bags growing in the school, challenge another teacher, get a bit of competition going in school. It makes a lot more noise in school about potatoes. So the rest of the school are going to get caught up in like the inter-school competition. That was the idea. Yeah. And then you've got as well a nice big harvest come harvest to do a potato day in school and let the whole school experience your crop that you've harvested.
Well, now, when you talk about noise, you and I together have been at one or two of these harvesting sessions. I can think of one at Capel Manor College at Enfield, where I think we had six schools, didn't we, all bringing their bag in.
Yeah, and it's quite exciting, isn't it? They get quite carried away.
It's like a treasure hunt, isn't it?
You know what I mean?
As soon as they start to pull the tops out and loosen the soil and find potatoes in the compost. I mean, the compost flies everywhere.
That's what I was just going to say. Kids like to get dirty. They like to get their hands in there, don't they? And it's lovely to see them. We're all stood with gloves and things on and thinking, oh, you know, don't want to get it behind my nails. They just don't care. They just get in and there's mud flying everywhere. It's fantastic. Love it.
And it helps with the education. I mean, we have several prizes. You offer a national prize and regional prizes for the heaviest yield, don't you?
That's right. And then you, with Sutton Seeds, support the biggest individual potato and the biggest number of potatoes in the bag, don't you?
I like that. I like the biggest number one because then it gets the maths going, doesn't it?
It does. It's proper cross-curricular, so you can get science in there, you can get maths in there, English. I'm just doing another competition for this year. Because we're not sending stickers out this year to label the bags, it's quite important that the schools label so they know what variety is growing in their bag for entering the competition. So I'm just actually working on the website at the moment, giving them some ideas of how to label. And for that, then we're going to get the schools to, once they've labelled their bag, send us in a picture of it and we'll have another prize there. So there's another way. And that way you can incorporate art even into it. They could get pebbles and decorate pebbles and put in the top with the variety on. There's all sorts of ways that they can get art into the project as well then.
Well, once you get teachers with a bit of imagination, it's amazing, isn't it, what they can come up.
So I've had great fun just devising the competition, let alone getting the kids doing it. It's amazing.
And the labelling will be important because you want to know which is Rocket and which is your regional variety.
Yeah.
Sitting here thinking, I mean, we're going to have an exhibit at the Chelsea Flower Show, which has things in containers. I mean, if a school comes up with a really good labelling system, we could put it on show at Chelsea, I think.
Yeah, fantastic. Yeah, that'd be good.
Well,
could be the prize. That could be the prize that they could win displaying their bag, their labelling at the Chelsea Flower Show. Who wouldn't want to be involved in that?
Well, I need to think that through and see what we can do about tickets and things. Any teacher or parent teacher or school governor or even site supervisor, you know, who's listening to this, you know, just keep in touch with us with the page in the paper or online, and we'll see if we can't fix something with that. The idea of naming plants with a stone I found very useful. I mean, if you plant, say, daffodil, King Alfred, in a clump in the garden, you forget where it is. And if you have quite a biggish, smooth stone and you write on it King Alfred and put it just alongside, it makes a very good label, doesn't it?
Absolutely, yeah. And great fun. My children do it. We've got stones all around our garden that they've decorated and then varnished, and they just sit looking pretty in the garden and don't fade or anything. They're great. So they could do it in a art classroom and then pick a winner even in the class, put the winning two onto the bags, and the others could just be scattered around. If they've got a vegetable garden, the others could be scattered around the vegetable garden.
I must give that some thought, and we'll have to see if we can't push that on again.
I
do find that with the very large bag that you send out that takes three potatoes, that it's worth folding the top down at the beginning
when they're planting first. Just fill the bag three quarters full. Put the three seed potatoes with the shoot pointing upwards in like a triangle shape in the bag. Just cover them loosely with soil and water them in, just slightly water them in. As the shoots start to come through the soil, put more soil on and keep banking it up until you get to the top, about an inch away from the top of the bag, and then that gives them plenty of soil to grow in and you'll get a much bigger crop. The more space they've got to grow, the more potatoes that they'll get that fills the space, basically. That's what they do in the fields. That you see the fields, in the rows in the fields, and they just keep banking soil up to get more crop in from each plant.
Yes, what we call earthing up. And in the early stage, you need to be just a bit careful with the watering, because kids really like watering too, don't they? Give them a watering can and my goodness, that takes some watching. And you can check the moisture really by the weight.
The weight of the bag.
Yeah, if the compost is very wet, that gets pretty heavy, doesn't it?
We generally say that the soil itself needs to be damp, not wet. It needs to just feel damp. So you're keeping it damp all the time, rather than letting it dry out and then panicking and flooding it with water. Just keep it a constant, you know, every other day, just put a little bit of water in just to keep it a nice texture. You can feel it when it's right. It feels nice.
Yeah. And once they've got a lot of top, when we get to the May bank holiday, the first May bank holiday, if the bags are stood out on a bit of soil or in a tray, in a big tray with some compost, it helps to keep that moist for the two or three days that the school is off on holiday.
That's right. And then it can draw on its reserves.
Yeah. And when's the harvest date, Sue?
Harvesting this year is Tuesday the 12th of June nationally.
So everybody sort of harvests about the same sort of time?
At the same time, week. And then it's a 14-week growing period. So they plant on the 6th of March, Tuesday the 6th of March, let their potatoes grow, look after them, sing to them, do what we've had all sorts. As we've been going around to schools, we've heard some proper stories about telling stories to them, singing to them, all sorts. and then harvest in June. It's quite important as well to mention frost, because a late frost can actually kill. So it's a good idea to nominate somebody in the class as a frost watch, so they can keep an eye on the weather forecast on the TV and tell them when there's going to be a frost coming up, so you can either bring them in or cover them up, because the frost can damage the potatoes quite badly.
Oh,
and
yes.
It'd be a shame to lose all the hard work just from one frost.
Yeah. A lot of schools have a sort of roofed-in area close to the school to give rain protection. And if the plants are really close to the wall under that protection, they should be okay, shouldn't they?
Yeah, absolutely. But it's a nice thing to give somebody a job, a responsibility as well, to, you know, make sure that they know when there's going to be a frost and keep everybody informed.
And then when it comes to weighing, what do you do? Are we in pounds and ounces, or are we
no. Grams, please. Grams. I think children are used to weighing things in grams. I think the scales that they use in schools anyway are grams. But the entry form online, there's a link from the homepage on the website that takes you straight to the entry form, and it's set in grams. So if you key your weight in grams, that comes through to me, and it makes it a lot easier for me when I'm finding the winners, when I've not got to convert everything or move decimal points or
Yeah, it is a bit of a game when you've got all those regions.
Yes.
and how many schools do you think will take part?
Well, we've got 15,000 kits to go out this year. So some schools will have, you know, 2-3 kits. So it's quite a lot of schools. It's quite a lot of entries coming in from 15,000 bags, which is two bags in each one. So that's 30,000 bags of potatoes growing. That's a lot of potatoes around the country.
It is, isn't it? A lot of people.
It is.
Sue,
hopefully
we can have another word with you when we get closer to June and that harvest time. And I must have another look at that to see if we can't get a Chelsea prize for the best.
I've made a note of it, Peter, so it's in the diary.
Oh, right.
I won't let you forget.
I came across this little poem, which is quite a nice tailpiece, I think. It rounds off the opening remarks about the weather. The lovely poet Pam Marden has this short verse entitled The Gardener. No matter what the weather be, ain't right for that old gardener, see. He looks up at the cloudless sky and says, the ground be far too dry. Another time the ground's too wet, can't get digging out there yet. But peas and leeks and maras grow, carrots, onions in the show, runners, greens, they're all a winner. He don't half enjoy his dinner. And for all his mumble-mumble, I reckon he just likes to grumble. Thanks again to our sponsor, Mr. Fothergill Seeds, and my producer, Charlie Jones. And thank you for listening. Enjoy your garden. We'll be back next Thursday. Discover more at sungardening.co.uk.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.